Well, I believe that's just going to be because it's currently active on Xfinity. Yeah, you would probably have to have them deactivate it and unlock it or whatever process they call that. And then you could put it on T-Mobile, but for testing purposes, that's not worth all the hassle. So I don't know, but yeah, you're rolling the dice one way or the other there. But if you could get, you know, one phone on one and one on the other, but just always keep in mind that, you know, you got two different, completely different phones. And then you know, and then the services, the other aspect of it.